Guy Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Fun Indian Guy Podcast, the series which we call a check-in podcast, which is a small bite which you can consume on the way and get some value out of it. And this is also a personal exercise which I'm doing, where I'm trying to create multiple podcasts a week, inspired from Seth Godin's blogs, which he does every day, which needs a lot of, let's say, dedication. So with that said, let's go into the podcast. And before we start it, let me introduce myself. My name is Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a service designer, where I help a lot of people, a lot of brands, a lot of companies to innovate. I'm a filmmaker, where I make a lot of videos on my own YouTube channel. I make concept videos for innovation for different brands, or I sometimes do video blogs for events and all those things. And I also make sometimes design shows, which I recently did. I did a talk show or a design talk show for Milan Design Week, because it went online this time because of the whole constraints. That's why they did not have the biggest design event in the world, but they had this online version of it. So they commissioned me to create a design show, where I created 6 episodes of design interviews, where I interviewed people, amazing architects and designers from Japan to USA to Africa to Europe to India. And what's quite interesting, so if you want to see it, just go on my YouTube channel, which is The Fun Indian Guy, and you can see those episodes there under the name of the show called Trip of Design, also a playlist on my channel. You can see that. I'm also a musician. I played a lot of gigs from streets of Europe to stadiums in India. So basically, that's who I am. And this is a podcast where we talk about creativity, design, and innovation. And while I do so, I'm also making a company called futuringnow.com, where we are helping 1,000 people innovate, taking their startup ideas, helping them with, let's say, kickstarting the idea, doing a lot of different processes. And we offer one-of-a-kind remote innovation workshops for people to blow their mind while they create stuff. It's also a very audiovisual treat, which we have designed and curated for people. So if you're interested, just go to www.futuringnow.com, where you will be able to see it. And we are offering basically a digital innovation lab for all the people, and making the amazing innovation process and methods available to all, giving the workshop. So that has been happening. And while I did that for last couple of months, I'm extensively busy on this project, working on getting people onboarded, doing projects with them. Matter of fact, in last month, we have helped more than 15 startups, more than 35 people have been part of Futuring Now's workshops. So I've been very happy about that. And while I was doing that, I couldn't make videos, because my whole attention was on building Futuring Now. So I was not able to make podcasts. I was not able to make videos on the YouTube channel of the Fun Indian Guy. And then I got too comfortable not doing things. And it's a very peculiar thing. And I think it happens to many of us, that you want to create something, or you always create something. You have that habit of creating it. And because of some reason, you stop doing it. In my case, because of the other project, I stopped making videos. And once you stop making it, then some time passes, and you are always justifying yourself not doing it because you're busy. And then you start to make time for it, or you think that there is time and I could still go back to what I was making and I'm supposed to make it. But somehow you get so comfortable not doing it that you don't pick it up and don't do it. And I think that happens to many of us, because I put a story about the exact post on my Instagram, talking about the struggle of things which I'm supposed to do but I'm not able to do because I got too comfortable not doing it. And a lot of people reached out to me saying that they do agree to that, and they are also going through the same pain. So that is what struggle is right now. And I think we need to take action to come out of it and to start doing things. And matter of fact, one of the solutions to doing things is actually doing things. Like, many of us know that, but is that motivation, or is that trigger where you really actually take stuff and start doing it? One thing I would like to tell you, which we should stop doing, is we try to take too much of motivation or inspiration triggers from YouTube videos. We get into that loop of watching and rewatching a lot of inspirational and motivational videos, which are really cool, really good. They help us to get a lot of different perspectives. But what happens is we take so much inspiration that we do not convert it into something actionable. And then there is no use of it. Just the way we say in Futuring Now, that you can have amazing million-dollar ideas, but unless and until you execute it, unless and until you work on it and make it bit by bit real, it's not useful for anyone. So just like that, a lot of motivational videos and inspirational videos we keep watching, and unless and until we take that motivation and inspiration and act on it, make it real, or do something about it, I think it's also a waste of time, waste of energy. Though it will gain some sort of knowledge for you in your brain, but I think the conversion from inspiration to action is very, very important. So I was in that hole, or actually I am in that mess where I'm stuck with this struggle of not being able to take action. So I decided to take action on it and started step by step. So while I was watching one of the motivational videos on computer, on TV, I started making notes. I started writing down the storyboard and story sequences for my videos or for YouTube. I wrote 5 different video ideas, and then I was like, okay, cool, now we have it. I think now it's time to execute. And then I came to my room, started to set up my studio as in put table, lights and camera and everything. And while my camera is charging, I was like, let me also start the podcast idea which I had, which was about making small bits of podcast every day or every other day. And I was like, let's do it. So till my camera charging right now, we are talking on this podcast. So I'm happy that I'm getting step by step out of it. So I think the best solution to have the problem of getting stuck in not doing things which you're supposed to do, I think you have to plan an ease in strategy where you step by step get into or get back into creating or get back into the project you were doing before and could not do it anymore. So for me, it was writing down the ideas. So easing my mind inside the activity of creating itself. And then while my cameras and everything is charging, I picked up the microphone and started recording the podcast. So you can also execute it step by step. I'm not sure how sustainable this is, but right now I'm creating and that makes me happy. And I think that's all from today's podcast, because I'm putting 5-minute timers always, but I'm running out of it, 6 to 7 minutes. So I need to conclude the podcast so that I can come back tomorrow or day after tomorrow and talk to you more about other things which are cool and worth sharing. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for staying till the end. And that being said, please do not forget to have fun, because having fun is kind of the lifestyle we should follow. And it also fuels us up to do things which are there. So if it's not fun, we should question why it's not fun. And if you cannot come up with some better answer, I think we should start doing something else. So find your fun, keep doing things, and stay safe. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next one. This was an audio exclusive podcast because there's no video of it. So if you want to watch other videos which I make, go to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Hit subscribe there, because it will mean a lot to me, only if this content makes sense for you. If not, that's fine. I'm glad you spend still a lot of time listening to me, because you're listening to it at the end of it. So it means a lot. And yeah, I hope to catch you next time. On that note, let's stop this recording and I'll catch you next time. Bye. The Fun Indian Guy Podcast.